get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
When it comes to candy, this is the Super Bowl for the National Confectioners Association. From CandyUSA.com, it's Carly Childhouse. Carly, thank you for joining us once again. I know that you must be so busy, up to your elbows in chocolate.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy Halloween season. It is, as you said, our Super Bowl.
I keep hearing these rumors that candy is more expensive now than ever. Is that true? They're saying like that chocolate is so expensive, you can't even afford to give it out.
Chocolate and candy have this really unique ability to brighten moods, lighten spirits, and enhance any occasion. And the Halloween season is not only no exception, but is the prime example of that. And even as people face challenging economic times, they are leaving room in their budgets for chocolate and candy, especially to enhance and celebrate this season. We're actually expecting sales to increase by about 3% this year.
Wow. That makes sense.
Okay. One thing that I've seen, Charlie, is a whole lot of new products rolling out from brands that I already know, right? And I don't know how I really feel about it. Like Reese's Cups. Do they know what they're doing? Are they ruining this whole thing? Are they diluting all this stuff? Because now there's a different flavor like every week.
What you're speaking to is the innovation that we see in the industry. It is such a cornerstone and a key piece of the confectionery industry, and it's in response to what consumers want. They love classics. They love maybe their nostalgic favorites, something they enjoyed growing up or, you know, to bring up a specific memory, but they also are really excited about trying new things. And we're seeing that especially for Gen Z and millennials. Mm-hmm. They're interested in these really bold flavors, new and exciting products, and different experiences that they can have in the candy aisle.
I read a stat that like 90% of households will go through all their Halloween candy before Halloween. Is that true?
At least once.
That's a great question. You know, we did ask about when people purchase candy for the Halloween season, and about a quarter of people start buying it before October. So maybe they're just enjoying a little bit of it themselves before they head into October 31st. But the Halloween season is about so much more than just the night of Halloween, just October 31st. It's really about celebrating throughout the season. So maybe they are enjoying some treats as they make a costume or decorate their home.
I saw something that said like 1 out of 5 households will not only go through all the Halloween candy before Halloween gets here, they'll go through it twice.
Really?
Twice.
Yeah. Carly, are candy corn over? Is it just decoration now? Nobody actually eats it anymore?
Of course it's not. It's such an iconic part of the Halloween season. It is in the top 3 candy choices that people have for Halloween. First up is chocolate, probably not a surprise, then gummy candy, then candy corn. And then I think we've talked about this before, but the big debate is what is the right way to eat candy corn? About 28% of people start with that smaller white end. 15% of people start with the wider yellow end and go layer by layer. And, you know, almost 60% of Americans, they just go for it. They eat that whole piece all at once.
I mean,
but no matter how you're enjoying it, it is an iconic part of the season.
What are you talking about? The size of my pinky nail. Who's biting off the white piece on the tip?
It all tastes the same to me. Like I did, the white doesn't taste any different than the orange to me. I don't know.
And your favorite, Carly, what is your favorite candy?
I've got to tell you, for the Halloween season, nothing beats candy corn. I am a candy corn lover, and I think that it's an amazing part of the season.
You're a crazy person.
Right.
Doesn't she also like, you're the little hearts person, too, on Valentine's, too, right?
I do. I love conversation hearts. For me, it's the excitement of these nostalgic favorites that are so iconic for the season. I mean, you cannot think about the Halloween season without thinking about candy corn, and everyone has a strong opinion about it, and to me, that's what makes it really exciting. Plus, I happen to think it tastes great.
All right, Carly, thank you so much. Happy Halloween. You can find out all about the National Confectioners Association at CandyUSA.com.